With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein. President Donald Trump's eldest daughter, Ivanka Trump, joined Republican Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy in Fresno yesterday. FM 89's Laura Sutsui reports that the invitation-only event drew protests despite attempts to keep the location secret.
Ivanka Trump and McCarthy were the guests of honor at a private luncheon for Protect the House, a group committed to keeping GOP control of Congress. The event was at Harris Construction, hosted by Fresno businessman Richard Spencer. Trump and McCarthy arrived with a motorcade of Fresno police officers. The procession didn't stop until the cars were within a gated lot next to the building. Local media waited outside, hoping to talk to McCarthy and Ivanka Trump, but they walked straight into the building. I tried to get in, but security turned me away.
Turn around, get right back out.
There's no chance of even observing or from afar.
Turn around, go
Not
right
at all.
Back out. Appreciate it.
All right.
The event was off limits to the media, but that didn't stop a small group of around 15 to 20 protesters from gathering outside. They held signs that said, "How would your kids do in a cage?" and "Keep families together." Stephanie Dominguez-Walton drove all the way from the Bay Area to protest the separation of families at the border.
And the fact that she has the gall to come here after standing beside her father and acting like this isn't the most atrocious. This nation still is mortified by what we did with Japanese internment camps.
After the lunch, McCarthy and Trump departed Fresno for another GOP fundraiser in Los Angeles. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Sutsui.